Okay? So I'm not involved on the base. So the Gemara says that if there was a day in between where the other Mishmaros could have gone home, then you split up the Lechem Aponim 10 to the Mishmar Hayotze and Nichnas. They split up Pashtas equally. And 2 went to the all the other Mishmaros. Why give 2 to the other Mishmaros? Oh, no. Now, Gemara says in a regular Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda holds that they split up the Lechem Aponim, 7 to the one coming in, and 5 to the one, 5 to the one going out. Yeah. So Gemara says those extra 2, right, that the Nichnas take 7, why do they get 2 extra? Maya Bidatayu. Omra Bitzcha, Bishar Hagophis Glossos. Because they closed the doors of the Heichal when other ones had opened it, so they get extra schar for that. Even though you're not allowed to take schar for doing kodshim, can't be used as a schar. But laid Bezdin Masna. Bezdin made a tnai that they should be able to do that, which is okay. Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda koi, the Omer HaNichnas Notel Sheva. So why do they get 2 more than the regular time of what's it called? Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold the split up of Lechem Aponim is 7 and 5 and not equal? Bishar HaGofes Glossos, Shemishmer HaNichnas Magiv HaGlossos Arvis Shepasach Osan Mishmer HaYotze. They opened it, the Mishmer HaYotze opened it, they closed the doors that they opened in the evening. So for that, they get 2 extra loaves of lechem upon him. The Shaila is most of the doors in the Mikdash were opened and closed by the Leviim, not the Kohanim. So they say that there were 3 places where the Kohanim served, and those were the doors we're talking about. Or the Leviim closed the doors, but the Kohanim locked them. So it's for the locking of the doors that we're talking about over here. The Nemele Dal Bedal. Why don't they say, look, take an equal amount now. Why doesn't the Mishmer HaYotze say to the Mishmer HaNichnas, don't take 7, take only 6, and we'll get 6. Because later next week, when you leave, you're only going to get 5. So you might as well, what's it called, not take the extra now, so later on you won't lose it later on. So Mar says, Om Rabbaya, Botzina Tova Mikora. So what Rashi learns is that they both say min. It's better to get a little botzina now than to wait till you get a bigger one later. Tosus learns there's 2 different things, but one becomes ripe. It's a small one, becomes ripe earlier, and the bigger one you have to wait for it to become ripe later. So basically what it's saying is a bird in the hand is worth 2 in the bush, and better to have one thing for sure now than take a chance on something bigger later. Amrav Yehuda v'musafim cholkim. Rabbi Yehuda says they split the musafim equally. Meisve, Mishmer HaYotze, it's Osa Tomit Shel Shachar, u'musafim, in other words, the Mishmer HaYotze and Mishmer HaNichnas split the musafim. So the Gemara asks, Mishmer HaYotze, it's Osa Tomit Shel Shachar, u'musafim, Mishmer HaNichnas, it's Osa Tomit Shel Ben Harbayim, u'bazichim. The Ilu musafim, cholkin, loktani, doesn't say they split up the musafim, right? It says that the Yotze does the Tomit Shel Shachar and the Musafim. It doesn't say they split up the Oros, the Rashi learns the hides of the Olos of the Musafim, they split up. It doesn't say that. Samara says, Hai Tana Bechaluka Lokomairi. No, it's no proof, because he's not talking about what they split up. He's just talking about who does which Avoda. Omarava Vatana Dve Shmuel Demairi Bechaluka, who Musafim Cholkin Loktani. Tana Dve Shmuel is talking about what they split up, and he doesn't mention they split up the Musafim. The Tana Dve Shmuel. Mishmer HaYotze is also Tomit Shel Shachar u'Musafim. Mishmer HaNichnes is also Tomit Shel Bein Harbayim u'Bazichim. And Arba Kohanim Hayu Nichnosim Sham. Shnayim b'Mishmer Zu, Shnayim b'Mishmer Zu. V'Cholkim Lechem Aponim. It says that they split up the Lechem Aponim. It doesn't say they split up the Oros of the Olos of Musafim. Deal of Musafim Cholkim Loktani. Tiyuftet Rav Yehuda Tiyuftet. Nichanami, it's not right. Rav Yehuda is refuted. And they don't split up the Oros of the Musafim. It all goes to the Mishmer HaYotze, since they're the ones who do the Avodah. Rashi. The name Malay, Liotse Lenichlis, let the one going away who's only getting five say to the one that's coming in that gets seven, Dal Bedal, Hoser Chokzem Mikan. Don't take advantage of when you're coming in to get the seven. Bishvil Shiyasiru, Etzlecha, Im Titel Asha of Sheva, Yitol Shabbos Abba, Mishma Hanichna Sheva, Viakatul Ata Bishava, Kadeshi Titel Gamatul Shabbos Abba, Bishava. Right? Better that you should take an equal amount now with us, that way next week you'll get an equal amount with the other ones, otherwise you're going to lose two next week. Dal means haser, take away. Kamal dal raglayim, missing legs. In the beginning of this mesechta. Dal ashros kanayim, that's what it says in the beginning of this mesechta. Take away ashros kanayim, and you'll still have the sale of a sukkah. Ikatsel sukkah. Dal defonus lekatsel sukkah. Dal meiser behema. Okay. Botzina tava mikora. Marshal head you to. Omer lechaveiro, the last time I ninosin lecha, somebody said, I'll give you a small pumpkin, the mechuber, but still connected to the ground. Im tirtzel the tolsha achshav klosh. If you want it, take it now, right? And it's small. The im tirtzel hanicha shetigdol v'teyose kora hanicha v'tigdol. If you want it, wait till it gets bigger, you can wait till it gets bigger. So most people will take it now, smaller, because, again, one in the hand is better than two in the bush. Tov lo liklo miyad, shem la achersman, yischorit bo zeh, o shem la yitzorich zeh la zeh, hachinami gavei mishmoros, misharoi, liklo lafshav, lo yamtim l'shabbos habor. Better take what you can now, than leave it more for later, even if you get less now, but you're getting what you're getting. V'musafim cholkim, ki hechi de palgi b'lechem aponim, just like the mishmoros split lechem aponim, Mishmara Nichens Vayotse Pal Ginomi Ba'oros and Musaf Mishal Kol Shabbos. The Musaf and Shabbos, they also split equally. Ubazichim, Mesalkin and Mesadrin Lechem Aponim, Matirin Shnei Bezichay Levona, Shesilkum Yala Shulchan, the Hein Matirin as Halechem Bachi, Loki the Sea, Vahoyal Lechem Laskora. The Mar says, Haitan Loir Bechaluka Klau. It doesn't say what they split up, just telling which Avodas people do. In Torah Meakasha Mishmara Yotse Osa Musafim, we have the cloud that whoever does the avoda gets the benefit from it, eats it or gets the oros or whatever. How could it be that the mishmar hayotze does the what's it called the avoda? They bring the musafim and they split up the oros equally. Mishmar nichnas inu nami mahapri bubitzinora, because the mishmar hayichnas also does something with the musafim. They keep them burning on the mizbeach all afternoon. Kol hayom. After the Mishmar Yotze left. The Mishnah, it does speak about it, what they split up, and it doesn't mention the split up of the Musafim. Our Mishnah, which does speak about what they split up, doesn't mention the Musafim. But it's because it's not talking about anything but the things of the regalim. The agav grora bi'alma nosim chaluka b'shari shabbosos. It's only agav that it mentioned the other things. But these brises are talking specifically not about regalim, so it should have mentioned what happens with the musaf. Okay, let's go on. Tomer rabban. No, nosim cholkim b'tzofon. The ones that come in split up their share of the lechem upon him in the north part of the Azorah, and the ones that are leaving split up their part in the south part of the Azorah. Tanu Rabbanan. Ha'nichnosin cholkim b'tzofen kedei shiiru shein nichnosin v'ayotzin cholkim b'dorim kedei shiiru shein yotzin. They split up in different parts of the Azorah so you know who's leaving and who's coming, and the ones that are coming are more choshev than the ones leaving because they're going to be doing a mitzvah, the other ones have finished doing a mitzvah. Bil gala'olim cholekes b'dorim. Mishmara of Bilga always was cholek in the south. Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa the Miriam bas Bilga. What happened that Bilga was fined? Miriam bas Bilga. This Bilga just happens to be the same name as the Mishmar, but it has nothing to do with the Mishmar. Her father's name was Bilga. It happened to be, that's what Rashi says. That was the name. Rashi, Nichnosim Lazora, Kedei Shiru Nichnosim, Taimid Masisim Kamafari Shigmorahi. Miriam bas Bilga, Mishmar Bilga, Haisa, the Chain Shema. That was her name. But she happened to come from the Mishmar of Bilga. But Bilga was her father's name. Shehemira Dasa, she converted to paganism. She married a soldier from the Yevonim. When she came in with the legions of the Yevonim into the Heichel in the time of Hanukkah, and she banged on the Mizbeach with her sandal. For Omran, she said, like Khrushchev, Lucas, Ad Mosai Atomechalim Amonu Shal Yisrael. How long will it be, the wolf, that you're going to Mechal Amonu Shal Yisrael, V'yatomi D'Aleim B'Shan Satchaki, don't help them when they need you. So she's Mezalzel in the Rabbanu Shal Olam. Kishishomu Chachom B'Dover Kavu Estabasa, right, when they heard about this, so they made her Tabas immovable, the tabas of the Mishmara Bilga, the Sosmu is Chalona, and they closed up the window. Like we said in the Mishnah, Rashi says for the knives, or Rambam says for the Big Day Kahuna, and others say for light. The Eshomri Mishmarto, okay, so that's what they did. So Satmar Rebbe here asks, he says, L'chora, why didn't they do this when she converted? When she married a goy? That's a little worse than saying what she said by the Mizbeach, right? So he said when she converted and married a goy, that was nobody's going to learn from that. But what she said, hasasa, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam doesn't help Klal Yisrael, that's something that could affect other people if they also have doubts with what she said. That's where they already made a knas. The Eish Omrin, Mishmarto Shoha Lavo, the Nichnas Yeshev of Achiv Imo, the Shimesh Tachtov, that they came late. Doesn't say it's a master, only one time it happened. They came late. And the Mishmar before them, Yeshevav, had to stay later to make up for the people who didn't come from Bilga. And Afal Pish Yishchenei HaRishoyim Lo Nishtakru, even though normally a Shochin of a Rosha doesn't benefit, right? Yishchenei Bilga Nishtakru. Why? She Bilga La'olam Cholekas B'Dorom V'Yeshevav Ochi B'Tzofa. Because just like Bilga always, whether even when they come in, they are in the Dorom, that means that the other one going out is in the Tzofon. So the Mishmar before them gained. Why is it different? Simply. Because when do we say Oyle Rosh or Oyle Shcheino? That the Shochin, when they learn from the other person. It's the Mashpi on them. But here, Yeshevav stayed extra and did extra avoda. So obviously they weren't impressed by their laziness. So Mamela, they were roy to be Nishtakir. Okay, let's do a little bit more and then we'll give it over. L'man de Omar, Mishmarto Shoa Lovo Hainu de Kansina Lekula Mishmar. I understand that if the Mishmar came late, so you give a knas to the whole Mishmar, all these things were taken away from them. L'man de Omar, Mirim Yomas Bilga Shemira Daisa Mishum Barte Kansin and late. Just because of a daughter, you give a knas to a father. And the Marshaw says that even though we find that Bas Kohen, who's Mizana, Esavia hi mechaleles, that we don't treat the father with respect because of his daughter, but that's a din haTorah. We don't find a knas that you can't the father because of what his daughter did. So we'll leave this to the end of Sirashi. Miriam Basdoi said, "B'kshenichnus Yevonim laHeichal b'mei Matisyo ben Yochanan." So they asked Lechora in the second day of Mikdash there weren't 24 mishmaros. Only four of the Mishmaros came when they came back from Bavel, and one of them wasn't Bilga. So how was their Mishmeres Bilga Bechlau in the second Beis HaMikdash? So some say that eventually they all came back, and that's what's talking about that time. Others say that they took those four and they split them into 24. They made each one into six, and they named them for the original Mishmaros that were around the first Beis HaMikdash. So there was a Mishmeres Bilga, wasn't the original one, in the second Beis HaMikdash. Lucas, who's Ze'ev B'loshin Yevoni. Lucas is Ze'ev in Greek. Sheshomu Chachom B'dover, La'achar She'govra Yad Beis Chashmonoi, Sosmu Chalona Shel Mishmora, V'lekamen Porich, Mishum Dido Kanshin L'kula Mishmora, just because of her, you make a knas on the whole Mishmar. Mishmarto Shel Bilga Shohelovo, Shigia Shabbos Shalah Loha Yuboyim. When their turn came, they didn't come on time. Umucha Milsa She'enu Avoda Chaviv Aleha. And they saw that the Avoda wasn't something Chaviv, so they made them embarrassed when they did the Avoda. They'd have to use other people's Tabas and other people's Chalon and so on. V'nichnas Yishev of Achiv. Seder Mishmoros Bilga Acha Yeshevav. Yeshevav came before Bilga. Yeshevav Yotze Bilga Nichnas. When Yeshevav left, Bilga came. If Bilga came late, Yeshevav had to stay on extra. Sheshoah Mishmeres Bilga Lovo Ikvan Yeshevav Vimishmarta Velo Yotze Leficha Kansua. The Afalpi Shekor Shechina Rishon Lo Nishtakru Roy the Oyle Orasha Oyle Shechino Shechine Bilga Nishtakru Hanu Yeshevav. And he said, because they didn't learn from the other ones, other of it. They went the opposite way. Shabil Golaolam Cholekas Bedorim, Vafilu Biknisoso, even when they come in, meaning that Yeshevav, when they leave, also gets softened. Lolam Bitsofen, Apitsioso. Shari Bilga Nichnasacharov. The Shevach Ulohem, Lecholkev Tsofen. It's a better thing to be ones who are Cholek in the Tsofen. Even made a knas on her father, surely not for the whole Mishmor, which is the next question the Gemara asks. Just one last thing here. The two things before we get to the Siyum. The end, it ends with a pasuk. Shenemar imru tzadik ki tov ki pri malem yochelu. The Marashah says that, Rashi says, we learn oyla rosha oyla sheno and tovla Tzaddik, and the Tov L'Shcheino, not from this Pasuk, we learn it from the fact that Midam Tov is Merubal Midas Peronios. So the Pasuk only is to be Messiah B'Dover Tov. So David Small asked in his Sukkah when he made the Siyum, L'Chor, are we already Messiah B'Dover Tov? Yeah, but Dover Tov doesn't mean a good thing. It means a good Pasuk. Right, whatever you have Messiah B'Dover Tov means it says a Pasuk that's a good Pasuk. So that's... That's what the Marashah means. He didn't want to just end with a nice idea. He wanted to end with a Dover Tov, meaning a Pasuk that's Tov. And all the Gemaras that end with a Dover Tov end with a Pasuk that's Tov, not just an idea that's good. The second thing is, I saw a cute thing that Mechaber White Beit says, the next Masechta, says that, Mamaisef, it's hard for you to swallow that the Chachamim should cancel an entire Mishmar because of one, what one girl did. So it says that the Beis Habliya can't hold more than an egg at one time. So if it's hard for you to swallow, the end of this Gemara will start with dates, so the next time shouldn't be so hard to swallow. Okay.
Told me that...